Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We believe that the arrests in Britain have significantly disrupted this major threat. But we cannot assume that the threat has been completely thwarted or that we have fully identified and neutralized every member of this terrorist network.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff speaking earlier this morning. If you haven't heard any media until now, British authorities have arrested more than 20 people in connection with a plot that they say was determined to blow up multiple airplanes bound from the UK to the United States. They say the plot has been disrupted. They don't say foiled or prevented, but you heard our previous guests say we shouldn't parse that too much. It does seem to have been substantially stopped, probably meaning completely stopped, but former Police Commissioner Howard Safer, our guest, said New Yorkers should be very concerned and vigilant and alert. We're going to check in with two WNYC reporters at two of the airports in our area right now. WNYC's Bob Henley is at Newark Airport. Cindy Rodriguez is at JFK. Hi, Bob. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
First of all, Bob, what's the scene like at Newark? Are things very different today?
It was very chaotic. It's calmed down a little bit, but the common complaint here was a lack of information about where to stand online. A lot of travelers were unaware of the news as they came here. And as I think after 9/11, people have kind of started to be a little closer to arrival times. They don't give it the same time they used to immediately in the aftermath. And so they're really taken by surprise. Plus, we're back up in that kind of we've had a travel boom, if you will. So you had, you know, people waiting for 3 hours and not getting critical information. Just now, it seems that the information is in place, and while lines are very long, things are more orderly.
What are they telling people there about the risk? Are people concerned? Are people canceling their flights? Are people hearing the word disrupted and the interpretations of that in the media as maybe not completely foiled and changing their plans?
I think people are detached from world events. In speaking with people, their attitude is they. Some folks say they don't want the terrorists to win by changing their plans. For other people, there was just a kind of frustration that there wasn't organization. One engineer had a great idea of a passenger saying they should have sorted people as they came in based on the time that their flight was scheduled to depart. So I guess he should be nominated for the Port Authority Board.
Cindy Rodriguez, how are things at JFK?
Well, it's very similar at JFK, actually. I arrived around 8 this morning when people still had not heard what had taken place overnight, so people were confused and unsure about what they could carry on and what they couldn't carry on. As time has gone by, I've talked to several people whose flights don't leave till 12:30, 1:30, 2 o'clock this afternoon, but they knew that they were in for standing in some pretty long lines, so they've arrived early. I'd say I've talked to more than a dozen people, and only one of them said that they were nervous. In fact, several said that they felt like today is a very safe day to fly, obviously because of the stepped-up security.
Now, here's some instructions for passengers given at that same news conference with Secretary Chertoff earlier by an official of the Transportation Safety Administration. Listen to this.
Leave the liquids at home, drink them, declutter your bag. And last, I'd say enjoy your trip. I think this is what TSA was created for, to be flexible, to work with others in the community, to scale up security where needed in certain areas, and be flexible and adjustable. And we look forward to delivering on that commitment.
Cindy, are people enjoying their trip so far at JFK?
Well, it's a mixture. I talked to several people who were pretty frustrated. They had been standing in line for 3.5 hours and were afraid they were going to miss their flights. And they hadn't been given a lot of information as to whether those flights would be held. American Airlines actually was calling up people on flights that were scheduled to leave, you know, in 2 hours. But the lines to check in at American were about 4 rows deep, and the lines to go through the security scanners were also about 4 rows deep. But people did say They're not nervous. They're looking forward to their trips. And I haven't spoken to anyone who was going to change their travel plans.
That clip was from Kip Hawley from the Transportation Security Administration. Bob Henley, what about making people not carry liquids on board? Is that causing much of a problem? Seems like everybody carries a water bottle these days.
Well, one of the things that needed to have happened that didn't, as you know, every airport has one of these low-frequency AM radio stations, and savvy travelers know to tune in to that when you arrive at the airport for any change in terms of situational awareness. And this morning, that would have provided you no additional information as to the new protocols. There is a kind of resentment that people have spent hundreds of dollars on health and beauty products and are dumping them. I don't know what the plan is to do with all that, but there is, like I say, a lack of situational awareness. I think as the day goes on, though, we'll clearly see these systems work out.
Mr. Hawley said, declutter your bags. Is that just to make it easier to get through security and keep things moving more quickly because of all these extra precautions today?
Well, there is a great deal of pressure, of course, on the scanners at this point. You know, Newark has had a mixed record in this regard with a lot of changes of personnel and consistent shakeups. It's been hard to get a workforce to stick with this over a period of time, and they've failed a number of critical tests in terms of random ones conducted by TSA out of Washington. So the heat is on, and so the degree to which people can take that extra step and be mindful before they travel will help them clearly when they arrive here.
Cindy Rodriguez, what about the declutter? Are people taking that to heart, or if they're at the airport, is it just too late?
Actually, early in the morning, they seemed to be decluttering while they were standing in line to check in their bags, and it was a little bit confusing, a little bit of a mess, and people were, you know, chugging water bottles and throwing away lotions and colognes. As time has gone by, I've talked to several people who said they heard it on the news. They decluttered their bags before they arrived. They made sure throughout shaving cream, throughout shampoos, or left them at home or put them in bags that they were actually going to check in.
Yeah, and since it's liquids and gels and creams, I guess it's a good chance for people to pick up a lot of free discarded shampoo and hair cream and all kinds of stuff today if they hang around the airport, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Bob, when former Police Commissioner Howard Safer was on just before you, he said it would be nice if the NYPD were to consult the PAPD, the Port Authority Police. And he said Port Authority Police are pretty good, but it's not, you know, a merged situation with the NYPD, and NYPD has a lot to offer. Any reaction to the implied politics of that statement?
Well, those politics are ongoing, and this is a problem that has not been worked out. You may remember right after the London subway bombing, we had a situation where there was a total disconnection and dysfunction in terms of cell phone policy, with one authority, the Port Authority, having one approach, the MTA having another, the NYPD yet having another. And so clearly the mayor contemplated some kind of unification in the sense of at least big picture when he suggested in his State of the City address that Commissioner Kelly be on at least the Port Authority Board of Commissioners. I don't know if there's been progress on that. I think there has been on the MTA front with getting him on the board. But it's not a seamless web, and again, we need to integrate these forces. A great example, for instance, is Penn Station. To this day, there were four or five different police departments functioning at Penn Station. I know the police say it's integrated, but these cultures have been around for a long time. And after all, security is really about collaboration, not competition. And that's a hard lesson to learn in a generation.
Cindy, any indication at JFK that the ban on liquids is going to go on for a long time? If this is one way that terrorists can get explosives on board, then one would think that's not going to stop in a day or a week, or you almost wonder why it wasn't banned yesterday.
Well, it's hard to tell how long it's going to last. Like what Bob was saying, it appears that as the day progresses, as the rest of the week continues, the system to do this will be in much better shape. Now, it's unclear whether that's going to last a week, a month, or, you know, an unlimited amount of time. Now, I would say that the systems this morning were very vague, and all that I saw when I walked in was about a 9.5 by 11 foot piece of paper. I'm sorry, 11-inch piece of paper that said that gave the laundry list of things that were not allowed to be checked in, and people, of course, just passed that up and didn't see it, and so were having to open up their bags and check what they could and throw away the rest.
Bob, any last word on the threat levels and what they mean in practical terms? The threat has been elevated to red officially from for flights from the UK to the US, orange for any other flights incoming or outgoing.
I think this does reflect a change in administration from Governor Ridge's approach. Chertoff is trying to be more surgical and strategic, but it can still have a ripple effect. And we're going to have to see what the implications are throughout the week.
And this is the first red alert, isn't it?
Yeah, it's strategic in scope, as I said. So, but we'll have to see whether or not we see a drop-off in passenger volume.
WNYC's Bob Henley at Newark Airport, Cindy Rodriguez at JFK. Thank you both.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.